idle by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Tuesday, December 10th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greg O'Neill says, Randy, we took advantage of the 50% discount from Patriots Relief. He said they bought gummies and the intensive relief rub. You're going to love that stuff. Man, that stuff is awesome. Greatly appreciate you guys responding, taking advantage of Christmas shopping with our sponsors. Greatly appreciate that. House Minority Leader Matt Hall, MERS News Service, has come out with their annual Political Figure of the Year. And this year, they have named Matt Hall that person. MERS News Service yesterday named House Minority Leader Matt Hall, the chamber's presumed future speaker, as the political figure of the year because of this 2024 election cycle. His government accountability and affordability message saw noteworthy successes, with the House Republicans winning a 58-52 seat majority. Although President-elect Donald Trump won nationally with 2.5 million popular votes, the Michigan House was the only state legislative chamber in the country to flip from Democratic to Republican control on election night. The only state house chamber in the country to flip from Democrat control majority to Republican was done here in Michigan. Chief editor of MERS News Service, Kyle Malin, said Hall was the political and strategic mastermind behind a recruitment effort that, first of all, drew in real quality candidates in nearly every competitive seat. End quote, said Kyle Malin. Additionally, Hall's success is linked to aggressive door knockers like Bill Schuette Jr. I call him Little Bill. I remember meeting him years ago when Bill Schuette, his father, was running for attorney general. That was what? 2010, 14 years ago. He was a young man then, very nice young man. Well, he was out knocking doors, as well as Tom Kuntz, state representative from Clare, Michigan. Behind the scenes, Hall was seen as moving the pieces on the chessboard. not getting sucked into no-win races or races he didn't see a strong likelihood where Republican incumbents would lose. In addition, Hall oversaw the team-building decisions for the House Republican Campaign Committee. That, of course, was chaired by former Governor Rick Snyder. Facing obstacles both from within the Republican primary politics as well as the massive Democrat spending. The HRCC was tasked with building an election infrastructure separate from the state party. So when Hall announced that former Governor Rick Snyder and Bill Parfet, a businessman, was going to run the NRCC, changes started to happen. Going to take a short break, continue the story on the other side. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
There that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Oh, once upon a midnight, dear, you woke with something in my head. I couldn't escape the memory of a phone call.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Continuing on with this story that MERS News Service named Matt Hall the incoming Speaker of the House, the political figure of the year. Backing the bus up a little bit, back in June of 2023, over a year ago, Hall announced that the former governor, Rick Snyder, and Bill Parfet, a notable Snyder ally and agrochemical businessman, would be leading the caucus fundraising committee. The headline represented the business community was partnering to return Republican Party politics back to the business community and distancing themselves from the ultra-conservative grassroots movement. Meanwhile, Hall faced this August a grassroots primary challenger, Rich Cutshaw. We had Rich on the show. He was a truck driver during the day, was recruited to run against Matt Hall, who actually lived in the district, a property owner, taxpayer. Cutshaw was backed with more than $130,000 in a door-knocking effort that was put on by the very conservative Make Liberty Win Political Action Committee. The PAC opposed Hall, supporting Cutshaw, had been dedicated to ousting politically savvy incumbents. However, in the end, Hall beat Cutshaw basically 2-1, 65% to 35%. Additionally, Hall's preferred candidates won in 4 of 5 other races. As far as the general election, Bridge, Michigan published on December 6th that across all 110 state house races, spending reached $67 million based on media purchases that were obtained through campaign finance reports. They were due on December 5th. They came out with the study, the analysis, the report the next day. That amount represents a 70% increase in spending over the 2020 House elections. Meanwhile, the Democrats this cycle still outspent the Republicans more than 2-1 overall. In the end, Republicans unseated 4 Democratic incumbents, even though they were outspent 2-1, and took back the majority. Pretty interesting. Now, breaking it down, according to Ad Impact, the advertising spending database, total Democratic ad spending was more than $10 million for these unsuccessful incumbent Democrats. What seats were lost? Nate Shannon, Democrat from Sterling Heights in the 58th. Jamie Churches, the newly elected Democrat in Wyandotte, who won the special election earlier this year to replace the mayor who resigned, creating gridlock when we were tied 54-54 waiting for those 2 seats. Jen Hill, Democrat up in Marquette, 109th, she lost. She was beaten by the weatherman Carl Bonack. And finally, the major victory, very close race, came down to 61 votes, was Jim Hadsma, a Democrat from Battle Creek down in the 44th House District. Democrats spent over $10 million for those 4 races. Meanwhile, the total Republican ad purchases were under $3 million. In those races, were won by the challengers Ron Robinson, Riley Linting, Carl Bonack, and Steve Frisbee. Again, 58th, 27th, 109th, and 44th House districts, respectively. Even though they were outspent 3-1, Democrats spending $10 million, Republicans spending just under $3 million, they won their races. This is what Hall said on election night. Our hard-fought victory reaffirms that the people of Michigan want leaders to put them first. The people of Michigan want leaders who put them first, uphold the rule of law, and advocate for accountability at every level of government. Now, with a Republican majority, Michigan will have a stronger voice, even though I don't have one right now. Michigan will have a stronger voice fighting for the values of hardworking families and addressing the issues that matter most to them. We will focus on safe schools and neighborhoods, an affordable economy, and government that provides value for our taxpayer dollars. Other nominees for the biennial every 2 year political figure of the year recognition were Donald Trump, the president, 8th U.S. House Representative-elect Kristen McDonnell, newly elected U.S. Congressman Tom Barrett, who will now be representing the 7th District in Washington, U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin, Senator-elect, I should say, and Pete Hoekstra, who took over for the Michigan Republican Party chair. Hall said, even right now, as we head into the lame duck session, Matt Hall had a negotiation meeting one-on-one with Governor Gretchen Whitmer to talk about long-term road funding solutions. It's kind of interesting to see Hall really take this moment to be a lame duck mover and shaker. Well, we talked about it earlier. So much for that effort. In closing, when it comes to the outgoing House Speaker Joe Tate, who will still be a lawmaker next year, it seems that we are all about to see and hear from Joe Tate right now. It's just the fact that he is in fact interested in running for the mayor of the city of Detroit. Kind of interesting. Kind of interesting because Mike Duggan has already announced he's running for governor as an independent in 2026 and has already launched his campaign. He is not running for re-election as mayor of Detroit. So that opens the door. Could the current speaker, Joe Tate, be running for it? So, pretty interesting story, pretty interesting competition, but basically, MERS News Service feels that Matt Hall deserved political figure of the year. Now it's our time to hold him accountable. You won, good job, congratulations, but now you have to stand up for our values. And he could argue, and will probably argue, that it wasn't the conservative grassroots that helped him get the majority back. He's going to point to the money raised by former Governor Rick Snyder and the businessman, picking the right candidates, getting them through the August primary, and then getting them on to victory and taking back the majority. Pretty interesting that the 109th, which is basically Marquette, a very left-leaning Democrat district, voted for the Republican Carl Bonek, the weatherman. So basically, Lansing is getting another weatherman down in Lansing. Reminds me of Greg McMaster when he won back in 2010. One last point on this story, and we're going to move on. Oh, see, we're almost to the bottom of the hour news break. Republicans face a challenge heading into the next legislative session. Now that they have majority, what will their tactics be? And this is kind of an interesting little sideline tagline story to the main one. How will Matt Hall and the Republicans choose to deal with the governor and the Democrats in the Senate? Well, one theory is that Matt Hall will definitely push for road funding reforms immediately when they get back in the session in January. This is something that's long overdue. They've had three prior attempts. Now it's his turn to get it done. Will he enter into a quid pro quo with the governor? If you agree to work with me on getting this proposal through, I'll work with you on next year's budget. That should be his attitude in dealing with Governor Gretchen Whitmer. If he doesn't do it, shame on him. Now, one last thing that we're going to wrap up this segment with. Committee assignments. Now that the Republicans have the majority back, Matt Hall will be assigning chairmanships to the committees. A lot of the incoming Republicans, some of them are freshmen. One of them that we're going to be following very closely is State Representative Parker Fairburn for the 107th. Being young, being a freshman, let's see what committee assignments he gets. Will he be chair of any committee? Absolutely not. I highly doubt it. But let's see what committee assignments he gets. Going to be very interesting. Based on endorsements he received, based on organizations that were supportive of his campaign, let's see what committee assignments he gets. A few more stories to wrap up today's show. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program, it's time. My Pure Health Solutions.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, a grandmother will serve jail time for the death of her 5-year-old grandson who was shot and killed in their home by his cousin. Teresa Robart cried as she was sentenced Monday to 1 year in the Newaygo County Jail and 2 years of probation. The shooting happened April 1st at her home near Newaygo. Teresa Robart and her husband Carl Robart were accused of leaving a 12-gauge shotgun behind a bedroom door near where their grandchildren were were watching movies. Braxton Dykstra, age 5, was shot and killed when his 6-year-old cousin picked up the gun, pointed it at him, and pulled the trigger. In court Monday, Braxton's father, Dominic Dykstra, called it negligence at its finest and argued that Teresa Robart was not taking responsibility. Carl Robart was sentenced to 38 months to 15 years in prison. CMU has a new football coach. Jim Lee Hockey